New York's minimum wage went up today to $8.75 an hour. It's the second of three planned increases for the state. And tomorrow, similar increases will take effect in 20 more states. The changes come after a wave of protests by fast food and retail workers calling for higher pay. Meanwhile, the federal minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst at CBS News. Welcome, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
The hike in minimum wage takes effect in states from Alaska to Hawaii and Florida, Nebraska, South Dakota, and a lot more. Why is this happening now?
Well, as you said, this was really a movement from fast food workers, but I think it's really an overhang from the recession. And I really do believe that there were so many people that were affected by this. And when we saw the recession really hit the middle to the lower middle class so hard, that people started rallying and getting really unnerved by this. Under some calculations, it looks like if minimum wage had kept pace with inflation since its peak back in 1968, it would be about $10.74 an hour right now. And I think a lot of people just said, hey, let's make it fair. Let's at least just index this for inflation.
Okay, so that's a good point then. Does the hike in minimum wage in any state, because it varies from state to state, compare to the rise in the cost of living? In other words, will there actually be more money in people's pockets?
Absolutely not. I mean, if you're going way back, it will help, certainly. But, again, considering that we have never really indexed this, and a lot of programs in the government are not indexed, it's a little crazy making for folks like me who cover this stuff. But I think you get about as close as you're going to get in Washington, D.C., where right now the minimum wage is $9.50, or in the state of Washington, which is very progressive and early in this process. Right now they're at $9.32. They go up to $9.47 as of tomorrow.
So how can a state like Washington, D.C., for instance, afford it? What is the immediate impact both on employers and on workers?
That's an excellent question, and I can say we're not quite sure. And that's what's fascinating about this debate. I mean, there's a lot of studies back and forth. And, I'll point to some data that we know comes from the government itself. I mean, we looked at the CBO, if you look at the Congressional Budget Office back in February, they developed a very interesting analysis of what would happen if the minimum wage were to increase to $10.10 an hour. And I think that if you're really against the minimum wage, what you focused on was, hey, CBO said we're going to lose 500,000 jobs. Right? That was great. That's true. And that report, it says that. It also says that 16.5 million people will make more money. And so I think the CBO report, if you read it in its entirety, kind of comes down on the side of, hey, if we increase the minimum wage, far more people will be helped rather than jobs lost. And that's what we should be focusing on.
Does that mean that there's evidence that this could produce a kind of mini economic stimulus?
Look, there are left-leaning think tanks that say that the money that will go into the pockets of these people will be spent very quickly. And there is evidence of this. It's the same theory behind unemployment insurance. So, we know that when people get unemployment benefits because they need it, they tend to recycle those dollars in the economy. I think this is a similar line of reasoning with the minimum wage. If you give this big group of people money, they're not going to save it. They're probably not even going to pay down debt. They're probably going to spend it to meet their day-to-day needs. We don't have the full evidence on this. And that's the kind of the thorny part. We will probably start to know the effects of this, not today and not in a few days, but in a few years and maybe a decade from now.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News. Thanks a lot, Jill.
Great to be with you and Happy New Year.